Greater, that's the voice of Prime Rose. Naomi.
Naomi. Not Naomi.
Yeah?
Let's dance.
Let's what?
Let's dance.
Ngayana yenda suwa kama.
Yeah, that is the song of the person that I was eating breakfast with yesterday. She don't speak Oshiwamba. I told you, it's a very intelligent person. She's on air now. She will tell you, what does it mean by telling me?
My friend, relax.
I'm relaxing. What's your problem?
Let me talk to the person.
Oh, talk to her. I don't know if you can hear English. That accent is international.
Good morning, and how are you?
Good morning to the nation at large. Good morning, everyone. I am feeling great today.
You are feeling great today. Why?
Yes. I'm feeling great because Munene is right. I am going green. And when you choose a healthier lifestyle for yourself, your body starts to feel better. When you start drinking water.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
You said you are going green.
Yes.
That is what you told him.
Yes.
All right. Now, for me, going is when someone is walking away towards something. Green.
Okay.
Green is a color.
Yes.
So what do you mean by you are going green?
Ah, I see. So you thought I was going to a color. What I mean essentially is it's a representation. It's a metaphor for where I want to go with my life. For some people, green can also represent financial success and abundance. But for me, when I said going green, I just meant choosing a healthier lifestyle. And that means like my diet, the vegetables I eat, the fruits I eat, the food I consume on a daily basis, to choose healthier methods and alternatives.
Hey.
I told you. No, you.
So going green is eating green food.
Not necessarily. For some people, it might be eating like white meat instead of red meat, like choosing your chicken and your fish over maybe, say, your red meat. Or it could mean drinking water instead of drinking like a soda beverage. It can also mean like maybe going for a walk instead of just sitting in front of the TV and change. It's just like you're having a more balanced lifestyle. Because as we all know, we're having festive, we're eating more than we should have eaten. And for the new year, like I told Munene, I just want to go in a brighter direction. I want to go green.
So if I am to take you out, for instance,
okay,
can
okay.
you afford her?
No, my brother.
Can you afford her?
This is between the two of us.
Which two? You are on A, it's transparent. Okay.
All right. For instance, this guy. Someone must rebuke this guy. So
okay, you were saying.
For instance, I am to take you out.
Yes.
So I don't need this year. So I don't need to struggle with, okay, red meat and all those. So we are going green.
Okay, rephrase the question. Ask me again. I don't think I'm understanding.
So if I am to take you out for lunch, for dinner,
mm-hmm.
so mm-hmm. I don't even need to think of where can we get the red meat? Maybe which restaurant? Which of the that is selling something that is lucrative and it's nice and juicy. So we are going green.
Okay, in that instance, if you are going out, no, you have to pay. You have to budget well, because if on my day to day I'm eating well, when we go out, I'd like to eat something different. Maybe say that I'd like to eat a steak with some vegetables. Or, you know what I mean? So this is not an excuse for men to not take care of their women. This is just me saying that we should go green in 2025. So if we were to go out, you would still have to obviously look for a nice restaurant for luxury dining. If that's maybe, say, in your budget, and then we can still go out. It's just finding the healthier alternatives. Because for me personally, I believe that food isn't, it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle. If you make it a diet, it's inconsistent because you'll diet for those 3 months and then after that, you will go back to your old habits. But it's small things like instead of going, maybe say when you go to a restaurant, instead of ordering fries as a side, ordering some vegetables. Instead of drinking a soda, ordering a soda beverage, ordering juice or water or sparkling water if you want to be extra. It's those small changes. Going green is not a temporary thing. It's a lifestyle and mindset change.
All right. If I may ask. Now, this guy.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Okay. I'm listening.
Now, this guy.
Which guy?
My brother. Just. Oh. It's between me and the hair.
Oh, okay.
Now, this guy. Munene. Did he then? My brother, why are you laughing?
No. Keep on going.
Did he then get you the green you were going for that specific day?
Okay. Did he get me the green? If you think of it like this, I got myself the green. He just paid for it. Because you know when you're at a restaurant.
Wait. You get yourself green.
When you go to a restaurant...
And then he just paid for it.
Yes, he paid the bill at the end. So I got myself the green. I said, I want this. And then the waiter went and got it for me. And then he also ordered for himself what he wanted. And then he paid.
Wait a minute. Where did you... But then it's okay. It's a story of another day. So thank you very much, Rose. And before I even let you go,
what does it mean? No, me.
No, I'm coming. Before I let you go,
how's
music?
How is music? Music is actually wonderful. I started my own company last year around this time, and it's a digital media company. And that has enabled me to make music from the comfort of my studio. Last year, I released a new album, actually. So I have more songs, not just Nome. And the album is titled Found. And I was able to have an album launch for it last year. So this year, I really just want to get the Namibian nation to listen more to my new music. And in terms of the company, we are up and running. We officially open on Monday. And if anybody needs services such as photography, videography, graphic design, marketing, social media management, we are the people for you. We are currently situated at the Old Power Station Center at 21C.
All right.
So if you want to find out more about us, check us out at Triple R Studios.
All right. What was the song again? Can you say it? Can you say that word again?
Yes, it's No May.
What does that mean?
No May. If you have people like that speak Kwekwe Gobap, it means like to dance, but like it really means to get groovy with it. It's another way to say dance because in Damara or Kwekwe Gobap, the word dance means nga, but No May is like another way to say I'm getting it down. Yes.
All right.
Like I'm going to hit the dance floor running.
Am I welcome to come for classes? Like
the going green classes.
No. For the language.
For the language?
Yeah.
I would say you're always welcome, but I don't think I'm the best teacher. So maybe
But you sounded so. So I think you are.
Maybe ask your colleague. I don't know. Yeah.
So you want me to ask him for permission?
I'm just saying I'm not the best teacher. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's a gentleman thing.
I'm finished. Right. Rose, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, gentlemen, for the platform. And thank you to the Namibian nation at large. I hope that they have a beautiful day ahead.
Till next time.
Bye-bye.
Ciao. Right? Mameme wanje oshwete etere muntu ngwe kutakuma kushingane onoi mwana ngini ndat
ondu nganga ita ison fuli tinye ngokuma nomtando onto tar oshone shiringa kuti onungo tacho tai green
eh
utacho tajara I matini kwa mboga no nyama unyu
no mafuma sao nyama ntoke
nengo jo jiringa onungo tati I am going green on zumbie utati utajara I kwa mboga I mati no nyama unyu I not to kuchanua
itantirisa njenga tayaro ruzizi
ah yeah.